Hello, friends. Denny Pruteau. I'm the administrator of Westminster Evangelistic Ministries, a ministry of Second Reformed Presbyterian Church in Indianapolis. I've had the privilege of serving in pastorates in the Orthodox Presbyterian Church, the Reformed Presbyterian Church, and as a professor of homiletics and pastoral theology at Reformed Presbyterian Theological Seminary in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. While I was a pastor in the Orthodox Presbyterian Church, I preached one of my first series on a book expounding that book. It was a series on 1 Peter. You can find many of those sermons here on this channel of sermonaudio.com. As a pastor in Sterling, Kansas, in the Reformed Presbyterian Church, I preach sermons on various books, expounding these books. 1 John, the little book of Jude, the book of Hebrews, and the book of Revelation. You can find these expositions on this channel of sermonaudio.com, along with numerous other individual sermons. And finally, as a professor at Reformed Presbyterian Theological Seminary, I preach many times in the seminary chapel, and many of those sermons are found here on sermonaudio.com. I preach these sermons as examples of what I expected from students in my homiletics class, in the various genres, such as in the epistles, in the gospels, in the apocalyptic literature, such as Ezekiel and the book of Revelation, and in other genres of scripture. You'll find those sermons here on sermonaudio.com, this particular channel. And I had the opportunity of preaching in churches in the area. For example, I had the opportunity of preaching in a PCA church, a series of sermons I did there involved the book of Habakkuk, going through the arguments of Habakkuk. And I also preached a series of sermons on the little book, or I shouldn't say the little book, but the wonderful book of Ezekiel. Finally, you'll find a series of sermons on the first chapter of the book of James that I preached in the little church in Wilkinsburg, close to our seminary called Covenant Fellowship. You'll also find that I have two other websites. The first is YouTube. Tune into my YouTube channel. There are over 200 videos there, including a series of videos on the Westminster Shorter Catechism. Just look up Denny Pruteau on YouTube. And then the main website for Westminster Evangelistic Ministries is dennypruteau.com. There you'll find devotions for each day as they come up during the month, and each of these devotions is linked to a sermon here on sermonaudio.com. You'll also find a short bio, an explanation of Westminster Evangelistic Ministry, and a blog that I put out weekly. Plus, you'll find numerous writings that I've done over the course of years. You can find and obtain my books by going to the store on this Sermon Audio channel. One of the books you'll see there is Pastor, So What's Your Point? Or So Pastor, What's Your Point? I ought to understand the name of my own book, hadn't I? So Pastor, What's Your Point? This is a homiletics textbook, and I used it and used this methodology in teaching homiletics at RPTS. If you're a pastor or you're involved in teaching, this book will help you improve your approach to the congregation in your preaching and teaching. And then I also taught a class called The Ministry of Worship. And this book, Public Worship 101, comes out of that class, and it reviews a theology of worship and gives an apologetic for the singing of psalms and the singing of psalms without the use of instruments. And so you can pick this book up by also going to the Sermon Audio store. This book, Public Worship 101, has been translated into Chinese. And I request you to pray that this book will be used by those who use the Chinese language, and it will be a help to them in understanding the worship of God and the perspective of worship of the Reformed Presbyterian Church of North America. There's another book put out by Crown and Covenant Publications called Joyful Voices, and it's subtitled A Cappella Singing in Congregational Worship. It reviews and gives an apologetic for the singing of psalms without the use of musical instruments. And then I have two other paperback books. One is called You Cannot Escape from God. It's a primer on evangelism and gives you an approach to not only personal evangelism, but church-centered evangelism, and I commend it to you. And finally, there's a book called The Visions of Revelation, based upon the series of sermons I originally preached on the book of Revelation years ago. And I think this will be helpful to you in unraveling the visions of Revelation and understanding the book of Revelation. Finally, I have two e-books that are only in e-book form. One is called What is Saving Faith? And it presents a Reformed, the classic Reformed definition of saving faith, and compares it with the popular views of saving faith that are prevalent in evangelicalism today. And then there's also a book that I've called Biblical Baptism, a Reformation View. This book was put together to help especially young couples who are wrestling with whether or not to have newborn children baptized. And it's an effort to explain to them the importance of baptism, and particularly the importance of infant baptism. I'm really glad that you tuned in to this channel of SermonAudio.com. And I hope you will browse the sermons here and be encouraged by the preaching that you find here. Please come back again.